Hi, I'm Dr. Simon Bowers. I'm a general practitioner and the chair of Liverpool CCG.
Dr. John Patterson, I'm the principal at St. Vincent's School with Visually Impaired.
So we're here at St. Vincent's School today. Do one of you want to tell me why we're here?
Okay. We are opening the Smart House, which is a wonderful space with a range of technologies and access equipment that helps visually impaired and other disability groups basically access life and independence. I think it would be a fair snapshot of what we're opening today.
So where did the idea come from, this idea of a smart house?
Well, we've been at Liverpool CCG with our partners. We've had this technology available for patients in Liverpool, both prescribable by their doctor, and also there's a commercial offer where people can buy it for relatives. And it's a wonderful catalogue of stuff, but it's just stuff on a page if you don't do something with it. And so we set up almost like a B&Q mock-up of a house and set some of the equipment up, and that's done. Been done the rounds of conferences, and it was at Liverpool Museum for a bit, and we found that people who visited that could really start to envisage how this technology could really support and change their lives. Everything from the visually impaired children that John looks after here at St. Vincent's, all the way through to patients with dementia who need to be kept safe, people who might lose the keys, things like that. There's all these kind of really, really clever, geeky technologies that can really improve things. And this has given us an opportunity to actually build it all into an actual house with a proper front door and a working toilet and bedrooms and stuff, so that we can bring people here to show them exactly what the potential of this is. But more importantly, the kind of thing that makes this a win-win for everybody is that the school can use it to help the children to develop new ideas to support people with visual impairments, both in Liverpool and all over the world.
So the hope that this is a pilot for a much bigger project?
Well, you know, it's a pilot in the sense that there's a lot of technology and engaging children with visually impaired within science, technology, engineering and maths and design would make this place, a nice little, you drop a pebble in the pond and the ripples go beyond. Yes, it will lead to bigger things, which I think this city can share locally, nationally and internationally as a model of best practice.
So what kind of things can we expect to find in the house?
Well, do you know what? I like the can opener myself. That's my favourite. You've got to really come and see. It's a whole home. If you imagine a home, what do I need in this home to make me independent? What can I have in this home to help me more? From everything from the bedroom to the bathroom, really. That's such an extensive list.
It is, and I suppose the simple things from talking recipe books, talking microwaves, a key ring that a patient with dementia can press a button on when they realise they've gone wandering and they don't know where they are, fingerprint technology on door locks in case you forget your keys, all the way through to advanced sensor technology for beds so that we can detect when people are having a fit, we can detect if people have got out of bed in the middle of the night, we can detect if maybe they've wet the bed in the middle of the night, all of that stuff, that's all there now. And the really interesting thing about it is that none of this is 2018 sexy technology. This stuff's been around for ages. This is about getting it applied to people's lives. You can only imagine what the smart house would look like in 4 or 5 years' time when we're all living in virtual reality or whatever comes next that we don't know. But if we've got the infrastructure to be able to take advantage of that, that's the first step, and that's what we've done really well in Liverpool. Now we want our children, in the case of St. Vincent's, or our residents, in case of the Smart House more generally, to come and play with these things and give us the ideas for what's next.
So we talk about implementing this. How far away are we from seeing this kind of home being available to anyone who's visually impaired?
Well, in terms of the offer, it's there now in Liverpool. I think what we've concentrated on has been older, frail people with mobility issues and dementia, because they're the things that are really, really impacting on the NHS currently. I think this gives us that chance to now specialise a little bit, because it's St. Vincent's, but also to continue that development. So I just can't wait for John's kids to get in here and start playing and start feeding us the ideas for what we can do with technology next.
Totally agree with you on that. I love your reflection on that.
In your presentation, you talked a lot about collaboration. Can you tell me who's been involved in the project?
Well, from our side, it's obviously it's the CCG, but from my side, it's our children and our staff. The building you're in now, Bradbury House, was actually supported by Bradbury. We're going to be teaching the next generation of teachers of the visually impaired. We just won the right to do that from the Department for Education with Liverpool John Moores University. So, you know, there are wide collaborations in our children, our staff, our universities, our CCG. Anybody who's involved in wanting to secure better outcomes for disability groups has been involved.
Yeah, and in terms of the kind of knowledge of the gizmos and getting it in, we work with a load of partners, but we're working currently with an organisation called HFT, who've made this happen for us, kind of in partnership with the school. So we're very grateful to them for all the support they've given us.
And so it's a really exciting project, and I can't wait to go and have a look at it myself. If anyone else is interested in finding out more information, how can they do that? And can you come on their own tour?
They can come on the tour. I mean, seeing as their building is in the grounds of St. Vincent's, your quickest route is contact St. Vincent's office.
St. Vincent's. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
I'm Sarah Weston, Innovation Manager for HFT, and HFT is a national charity that supports adults with learning disabilities.
And where are we at the moment?
We are in the St. Vincent Smart House. So that's a collaborative project between HFT, Liverpool Clinical Commissioning Group, and St. Vincent School to bring together all of our different expertise in visual impairment, personalised technology or assistive technology, and healthcare to bring together on a project to create a house which is full of technology that can support people to live more independently or do things for themselves.
Fantastic. And can you just describe where we are and how it all came together?
Yeah, so right now we're in the kitchen, and in the kitchen there's lots of different things that can help people. So we've got bump-ons on all of the cupboards, so you know which side of the cupboard we're on. We've got the famous one-cup kettle, which is a kettle that will dispense just enough boiling water to make one cup of tea, so you don't need to worry about filling kettles or lifting boiling water. We have some remote switches, which allow people to do control particular kitchen gadgets, such as blenders or toasters or microwaves from further away. So the switch can sit next to you rather than being, you know, if you can't reach up. We've got a talking microwave, which might work quite well on your audio. So,
door open, door closed, start, incorrect key. Yeah,
sorry.
Pause, press again to cancel, cancel.
What else do we want to do in here? We also use a lot of talking photo albums. So they are photo albums where you can put a picture on each page and then record a message on each page. So we don't use them as photo albums. We use them as memory books. We use them as prompting devices for recipes, so people know how to follow a recipe step by step. For some people with learning disabilities, we use them for simple journeys, so catching the bus to work or something along those lines.
Brilliant.
Okay.
So we've moved into the bedroom. Can you just describe to me what we can find in here?
Absolutely. So the bedroom, well, first of all, one thing to say about the whole house is it's decorated in colours and textures that mean it's pretty easy to see which room you're in and as you're moving from room to room. So the door frames are different colours to the walls, the plug sockets are different colours, so they stand out so people can spot them and see them easily. In the bedroom, we've got some automatic blinds, which can be controlled by remote control. We've got a series of sensors on the bed. There are bed occupancy sensors, so perhaps you might know if somebody's got out of bed at night or not gone back in and therefore might need a bit of extra help. We have epilepsy sensors. We have something called a deaf guard, which links into the fire alarm, which makes the pillow vibrate at night. So if you can't hear the fire alarm, your pillow will vibrate and you'll know when to get up. We've got lots of remote switches. That's probably that one, yeah. We have a bubble machine. And the reason we have a bubble machine is mostly because everybody likes bubbles, but actually what we use it for, this is particularly works quite well with people with learning disabilities, is that we use it as a sort of a learning device. So teach somebody to use a switch and they realise that when they press a switch something happens, it's cause and effect. So therefore if they understand it for this concept, then you can start using it with other things where the effect is less obvious, so they could use it for their lights or their television or their fan or something along those lines. We've got some Alexas in here, which we've been using. Alexa, turn off the fan.
I'm having trouble connecting to the internet.
She's having trouble connecting to the internet. But she did hear me.
Which is what's important.
Yes. we've got some touch sensitive lights so that you don't need to turn on and off with a touch. And we've got the sensors for the bed in here as well.
Brilliant. What's this very wonderfully coloured pillow thing?
It's a sensory cushion. So it's very, very soft. And it also flashes and changes colour. And what we use that for is people who perhaps find particular environments stressful, and it's about responding to people's sensory needs. So we have a sort of sensory checklist, which where we sort of talk to people about the things that they like, things they don't like, and what makes them relax, what makes them stressed. And so sometimes things like this can just really help people to relax and that sort of thing.
Fantastic. So we now find ourselves in the living room. Yep. So what can we see here?
In the living room, one of the things we use a lot of is our big button telephone. It's a very simple piece of technology, but it literally has much bigger buttons for people to be able to see and people, or for people with limited dexterity. And it also has a picture dialing system. So we can just press the picture or use your pen friend to identify the picture of the person, and then it will just dial that person. It's effectively speed dial, but it's a little bit more fun than that. Again, we've got some remote switches here, so these two turn off the television and the turn on the television and the DVD player. We've got more alerts here, so we've got a talking watch, which again, it's just, does this one talk? Or is this the, no, this isn't the talking watch, this is the panic button with a fall detector in it, that's that one. So this is a watch which allows people to call for help or will alert if they fall over. We've got panic buttons, we've got an easy to use remote control, which just has 7 simple buttons on it rather than a whole host of them, which just again makes it a bit easier for people. Over here, we have another some easy to use mobile phones. So this one just has a very simple 4-button dialing system. This one, you can actually have these with pictures on, or also this is actually a phone as well, people's names, or you can get them in Braille. We have a Mind Me device, which is a GPS locator, which allows people to call for support if they're out and they're lost and they don't know where they are, and people can log into the back end of the app and see where they are. We use a lot of these communication points.
Can I phone my mum, please?
I'd like a drink, please.
And they can be the difference between people being able to ask for drinks or not, and actually being sat there waiting for someone to offer you a drink. And that's quite liberating. If you can't ask somebody for a drink yourself, or you can't make one for yourself, it's really quite liberating just to have that one button with that message to be able to do that.
When can we expect the first visually impaired people to live in an environment like this?
There will already be people with visual impairments living in environments like this. But the nice thing about this project is that we can reach people at school and educate them about it before they leave school, so they can be better prepared to go off into the world and do the things they want to do, I think.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for showing me around. It's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome.
Elliot, great. And what do you think of this new house?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important because although my visual impairment isn't very that severe, some of the technology here is like, it's useful for normal things, and it just makes life easier for other people with visual impairments and blind and that.
Is there any particular gadgets that you like, you're interested in?
I'm not sure because I don't know the names of some of them, but some of them in especially the bedroom and then kitchen, they're really.
So that's going to make life easier for you, is it?
Yeah, especially kitchen is more important for me, but overall they're very useful. So.
Brilliant! Thank you very much. What's your name?
Marcia.
Marcia?
Yes.
And is there any particular gadgets that you found interesting?
There's quite a few, actually, especially the... No, that one.
Oh, Safe Sip, sorry.
The Safe Sip?
Yeah, especially the Safe Sip, as, like, a lot of the things here can give somebody independence that needs it or that particularly wants it without having to have somebody there all the time with them.
Brilliant, and you can take that out with you as well, can't you?
So yeah.
For your coffee cups and everything, yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant, and do you think this kind of smart technology is going to change people's lives?
Definitely.
Yep. Thank you very much. Thank you.